This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Wowie Zowie, it's a Wowie Wednesday. I sound like a three-year-old. Wowie is Wowie Wednesday. Yeah. The old puking disc jockey days. How do you do? It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, here to overview some items that are of interest and import. And most of the time I try to do stuff that's not obvious, that isn't going to be something you're going to hear everywhere else. It may be something everybody's talking about, but it'll be my take on it. But here, well, this is something we all ought to be talking about, in my opinion. The relationship, as most of you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have cows on my farm, and I'm connected to the discussions, the situation that exists on most of America's family farms. The farm crisis. I don't like the word crisis. Don't use it much because I think it's overused. But in this circumstance, it applies. Those of you who go to the grocery store, buy your food, don't pay much attention to where it comes, where the countries of origin or the states of origin or towns of origin, you're contributing to a problem that will eventually, if not in some way, shape, or form curbed, will bring us to a point of being in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth place among the food-producing countries in the world. We've been pretty much number one all around the board, but because of stupid government policy that continues to take its toll, even under the Trump administration, the rules, which, you know, we all hear a lot of the talk of, oh, we're going to cut this, and we're going to get rid of that, and we're, you know, no rules, et cetera, et cetera. The farm economy is deteriorating so fast. So many family farmers are leaving. The financial decisions that impact their families, the communities, and many of the stations that carry this program are rural farm ag communities. And so for them, this is the most important thing in their life. Not whether Donald Trump needs to be impeached or what Lady Gaga's doing. That stuff is all nonsense. What really people who are in the trenches when it comes to our food supply, what they're saying and what they're thinking is, I've had enough. Even though there are, you may find some younger people who are getting on the land. There are a lot of people that have gone to ag school. They're eager to get out. And then they work in the situation for 3 or 4 years and they find out they can't make any money. They can't have a family. They can't do anything because they become slaves to the system that's so screwed up that it's not worth it. And it isn't. There's plenty of cheap food being imported, coming in, thanks to a lot of bad decisions made by a lot of greedy politicians and people who are bureaucrats that don't really get it. And because, oh, Doug, you don't understand. There's so much going on in terms of globalization. You know what? I don't want to eat stuff that's grown in Brazil. I want to eat stuff that's grown in America. And you would too if you have any smarts or sensitivity to the circumstances. But to get farmers the resources and support needed to endure the tough economic the condition situation, whatever you want to call it, the resources that are necessary are not, and people are not being heard. So there are a couple of farm organization, National Farmers Union, which I belong to, having listening sessions to raise awareness for the current situation, not only among farmers, but among the people who use the food. I do an hour a week, maybe some of you hear it, the American Family Farmer, which is devoted to the farmers, devoted to the businesses run by farmers, devoted to locavores, a great term, people who support and use the agricultural products of people in their own community. But the farm, make no mistake about it, We have a food crisis. We have a farm crisis. Farm income has been cut in half during the Obama administration. Cut in half because of intense government meddling. The agriculture, because I'm a dairy guy, I can tell you right up front, when you go to the store and buy that $3 half gallon of milk or whatever it is, that white water that you're buying that you think is good for you that isn't, men and women who milk cows, the average cost to keep a, to produce, we sell our milk by the pound instead of by the gallon. Whoever came up with that formula, that's another beautiful example of the kind of stupidity that is a part of agro. Why are you selling this by the pound? Because the government wants to sell it like butter or cheese or whatever it is. So we, in my situation, it cost me about 24, 25 bucks a hundredweight to produce the milk. Have good quality cows, feed them well, take care of them well, have the right resources, people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's pretty much a national average. So you know what? Farmers are being paid now, according to government rules from the pool, 14 to 16 bucks a hundredweight, depending on where you live, where the milk is produced. So it costs the farmer $10 a hundredweight to make the milk, unless they have thousands of cows, and then they can come out of it. Okay, quality of the milk sucks, but it's a way of big corporate farming taking over and putting the little guys out of business, which is the, in my mind, the intention of the government in collusion with the big fluid milk suppliers. It's all collusion. And the same thing is true. It's business overtaking and overwhelming. Business, farming is a business. Don't make a mistake. But it's a lifestyle. It's not a job. And so people who spend their lives working on the farm, developing the tools, the skills needed to take good care of the animals or to make sure the produce that's grown is better than what you can find anywhere else. What do you get for that? You get screwed. So the support that's necessary for family, and it would be, by the way, better, and farmers would prefer to have no government involvement at all, that they get out in the marketplace. In my experience, anyway, the people that I know, the difficulties that come about as a result of the government, and I'll give you an example, a perfect example. The FDA's animal food rule. What a ridiculous, needless, bureaucratic solution. This is one of those things. This is a solution to a problem that does not exist. A couple of years ago, at the first word of the FDA's animal food rule, as it had been proposed, I thought, uh-oh, here we go. More government regulation, not needed. So then you want to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. Is there some redeeming value to it? Nope. This subchapter of the Food Safety Modernization Act that was put into effect as another boondoggle, another ridiculous waste, another bit of stupidity that the Congress went along with. Only one problem. The animal food feed industry already was well and many believe overregulated. There's no cost-benefit study that supports any of these intrusions. So do we go to the Trump administration and Congress and have them kill this bill? I'd like to see the whole food safety bill taken and flushed. There's a report on the feed industry warning that the food rule and traceability standards will speed consolidation of feed mills. That's what they want to do. They want to consolidate everything. The big businesses are behind this, not the farmers. The big business, the big agribusinesses, Cargill, ADM, that bunch, they're the ones who want to do this. So there's everything in this thing. There are like 19,000 animal feed mills in this country, and they're all small businesses. I know where the grains that were produced for my cows, a little local place in Lowell, Massachusetts, that's long gone. So anyway, the agency says they're concerned about feed mills that are part of a farm and whether the the primary production is the feed or the farm. I mean, who cares? Why does it make a difference to the government who owns what, as long as what's coming out of it is good? The farmers, the local farmers, usually the co-ops, you know what I'm talking about. The farmers' feed place. When I was a kid growing up, Agway was the food supplier, the feed supplier, the grain supplier, and they had a mill in Lowell, Massachusetts. And they supplied most of eastern Massachusetts and New Hampshire and stuff. Man, they're long gone. Big brother wants to have little brother watching over the farmers. So, you know, one of the things that I find interesting, I was using brewer's grain with my cows. Now the government says, no, you can't do that anymore. We have to regulate that. Huh? There are tons, millions of tons of grains and hops that are handed off to farmers every day. And we need to have surveillance cameras and compliance with the Center for Veterinary Medicine. It's just an unaffordable solution for a problem that doesn't exist. Knock, knock. Mr. Trump, are you there? Are you listening? What can you do? It's time for an easy fix to this. Get rid of the rule. I thought you'd like to know what was going on the farms and the feed producers for your feed. 18 past the hour.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lynn, you'll recall last week, this is sort of an update on her condition. We seem to, in this hour of the broadcast, we get to the music segment that we have every hour at this time. Concentrate on those people who are having problems or who have passed from the musical world. Loretta has not, but she did have a stroke last week. She's 85 years old. She's doing well now. She said, we want to thank everybody for their prayers, for their love, for their support. She's been moved from a hospital now to a rehab facility, which is what happens when you have a stroke. You go to the rehab to learn how to, if it's affected. I don't know that I heard anywhere, though, Victoria, whether this was affecting her speech, it affected her ability, her mobility.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I know. I'm wondering if she's moved to a rehabilitation center. I'm guessing there's some mobility issues there, right? Or speech issues.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also haven't revealed much information about it, which is what makes me worried, too, that something else bad has happened.
Yeah. Well, she's certainly the queen of country music for a long, long time. She's been on the road for 60-some years performing this stuff. And it just, she has stayed really solidly connected to her roots, which I think is something you pay tribute to, given the fact that today some of these singers will do anything to make sure that they have an audience or the hits. Loretta Lynn hasn't done that.
So. Looking at you, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. So her evolution, she's got soul in a different way than the R&B stuff, but man, you listen to this and tell me there isn't soul here. I got a country. Hi, that's a holy good thought, as I suggested for Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
To move to the rehab facility. Now it's time to move over to Thomas Rhett. So this is the exact opposite, somebody that we're worried about in terms of health and longevity. So here is Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren Atkins, adopting a youngster from Africa. Announcement was made with a couple of posted photos on social media. The daughter's name is Willa Gray Atkins. Is it Atkins or Akins? How do we pronounce it?
I don't know. That's a good question. Akins, maybe?
Akins. Yeah.
We don't have Jen here to tell us.
No, I know. Yeah. Thanks to everybody who prayed every single day for this sweet girl. So, what I'm finding interesting here is the daughter's name is Willa Gray Akins. The wife's name is Lauren Akins, but Thomas Rhett is the husband and father. So what are they doing with names here?
I'm guessing that Thomas Rhett might be his first and middle name. You know how a lot of singers use that, and then but his real last name is Akins, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that right?
It? Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about Thomas Rhett and his wife is that they are, and which I think Jen would say is not uncommon in country music. They're very close with their fans. They share a lot of personal stories. Mm-hmm. And they shared their struggle with infertility. And so they announced, I think in January, that they were adopting this little girl. And then right after that, she got pregnant. So she is very, very pregnant right now as they just welcomed home this little baby girl.
Yeah, they just got her, and then there's going to be another baby in August. So that's going to be a fun couple months.
How old is this? Is Willa Gray? How old is she?
From the picture, she looks like she's a young toddler. She looks like maybe she's about a year old, maybe 14, 15 months.
Yeah. So
she's adorable. So now they're going to have a full house in August.
Yeah, there's a new album called Full House coming
right
up here. Wasn't there a TV show called Full House?
There was.
Saget? Did Saget do that?
Correct.
See how my memory is? 28 past the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
At the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Thankful that you are along to listen to me discuss the world as it is. I remember Garner Ted Armstrong. How many people remember him? The world tomorrow. Well, maybe we should call this hour the world today. The eagerness that has come around to be a focus, the Trump administration, news media, has an agenda. Pretty much everybody knows that. There's a lot of resistance to the news media in certain corners. The way that this all is being portrayed, that is, when I say this, these things that Trump does, whether, well, I guess the most recent issue is the leaking of classified information to a Russian official. That was reported on Monday in the Washington Post. And since then, all of the 24-hour news cable channels, or most of that, not even just with the 24-hour cable channels, pretty much every time an interview is done with a Democratic politician, the question comes up as to whether we're getting closer to impeaching the president. Wolf Blitzer is in on the act, asking every Democrat that he can come across, do we have enough ammunition for impeachment? Chris Hayes and his interview with Senator Durbin, is this an impeachable offense? David Gergen being interviewed, I think we're in impeachment territory for the first time. Chris Matthews, clearly we're on the trail to impeachment and blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on and on. Are you tired of it? Why do we support these changes? If we're tired of this, the best way to deal with something that you don't like is, in this circumstance, don't tune in, don't watch it. There is, I think that's the point here. If you don't like what they're doing, then don't watch them. That's it. End of story. Do I think this is an impeachable offense? I don't know. I'm not an expert. I know that there are a lot of people who tried wanting to get rid of Trump, but what you're going to get if Trump goes is Pence. Maybe Pence will be able to govern a little differently because his temperament is political. He'll last until 2020, and then he'd be gone. He wouldn't get reelected because he's too one-sided. So what other possible repercussions can Trump face regarding the leak of this information to Russia? Here's lawyer Alan Dershowitz.
This is the most serious accusation ever made against the sitting president relating to national security.
Ever.
If it's true. Remember that Russia gives information to Iran, that gives it to Hezbollah, gives it to Syria. We're talking about agencies like Jordan, Israel, England, that may have worked for 5 years to get somebody into ISIS at a leadership level. He's going to be killed. If it's electronic, they're going to disclose this information. This is so serious. And now we have to unite. We have to put aside all the stuff about Comey, all the stuff about whether the campaign coordinated. We have to focus on this issue because Republicans and Democrats alike will not be able to defend the president against this if it's true.
All right. So is it true? And the reference that Mr. Dershowitz makes to James Comey, Dershowitz, by the way, is well known. We all know which side of the fence he's on politically. So let's listen to a conversation. Let's go back to Comey for a second, because there are some people that are still focused on this. This is Jeffrey Toobin talking about the controversy between Comey and Trump and the release of a new memo about Michael Flynn.
Three words: obstruction of justice. Telling the FBI director to close down an investigation of your senior campaign advisor for his activities during your campaign for president. If that's true, that is obstruction of justice. Close it down is an instruction to stop investigating President Trump's campaign. Richard Nixon was impeached in 1974 for telling the FBI to stop an investigation of his campaign. That's what Watergate was. And, you know, if Comey was telling the truth in this memo, and obviously there's a dispute about that from the White House, but if he's telling the truth, I don't know how anyone can see this comment as anything but obstruction of justice.
All right. So he got that, obstruction of justice. He's leaking stuff to the Russians, and on and on it goes. And where it stops, nobody knows. Is this tough stuff? Is it difficult? It's change. He's representing change. He really does represent for a lot of people. Remember, 8 years ago, it was hope and change, and we got none of either during the course. But somehow or other, because the Republicans couldn't get their act together, they couldn't get Obama out in the first election. So he stayed to offer no hope and no change. Well, there were a lot of changes because they couldn't fix the problems they had. So let's just add to the problem. Let's put in more people, spend more money, and make more of a mess. Trump is on the path to clean up more messes, and maybe that's where the force against him is coming from. Does he have common sense? In some circumstances, if he does, he sure doesn't exercise it, because giving the information to the Russians clearly wasn't in anybody's best interest. And then he goes to CNN or threatens people. That's the okay way to run business. What was it we talked about before? Let's get a businessman to run the country. Okay. So you got a businessman to run the country, and he's doing, in many instances, in my mind, what's appropriate. There are a lot of people who think he can't do anything right. There are a lot of people who thought Obama couldn't do anything right. He did some things right. Not a lot, in my estimation. And about Trump's, so far, his administration, I think they're batting about 50-50. They've done some really good things, smart things, some really dumb things. Not in the interest of anybody. And so, is that the way it is? Are we better off now than we were before Donald Trump became president? In terms of the budget and controlling spending, yes. I think we are. In terms of other issues that are all part of running the country, I know the farmers are not better off. I know that. So, and those of the broadcast world, are broadcasters better off? Actually, yes. Well, the new chairman of the FCC is good, and there are plenty of things that will help those of us who work in the radio field and those who like to listen to the radio to give things like AM radio its fair share of the audience, clean up the signals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when it comes to other things, here's the administration taking the global gag rule on abortion and expanding it, and I'm not sure I understand what this is supposed to do. It was known as the Mexico City policy. The rule prevents U.S. funding from going to foreign providers if they perform abortions. Okay. I think we give too much money, generally speaking, under the U.S. Aid policy to people. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing it at all? Now, the treatment of malaria and AIDS and Zika virus, that sort of thing, which is unrelated to family planning, apparently falls into this chasm. And so that's not particularly cool. But the other side of it is, why are we getting involved in these sorts of things unless there is a direct concern that it will hurt Americans? Zika virus hurts Americans, could possibly. AIDS virus, yeah. Okay, so that makes sense. But now, if the organization even gives patients information regarding abortions, they could use funding. Go back to the Obama years. They nixed the Mexico City policy in 2009, and Trump brought it back in January. But now it's gone a step further. He has, through his people, added the Department of Defense to the list of agencies whose funding has to adhere to that policy. So under Bush, the gag rule affected about $600 million in funding for those organizations. Under Trump, it's $9 billion. And one wonders if this is in the best interests of our country. There aren't a lot of health care providers in poor countries, and so they do a little bit of everything. And so under this, they wouldn't be helped by the United States. This is an arguable thing. Is this an impeachable offense? No. Is it something to talk about? Yeah, to a point. But there are a lot of other things going on. I just wonder about, I do wonder from time to time about Trump and his attitude. Not his mental stability. There are people that are trying to make a case that he's nuts. I don't think he is. I just think he's eccentric. And it doesn't play well for the news media. And therefore, the American public has a lot of questions that aren't necessarily being answered appropriately. That's my read on this. 45 past the hour. In a moment, how can we see the Pirates of the Caribbean early? Ha ha!
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at SpeedQueen.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, so here's a discussion of this hacker event that people have been talking about since the weekend, hacking into government, bureaucracies, hospitals, businesses, personal computers, all kinds of things. But the good side of all of this is that it could lead to you being able to see the Pirates of the Caribbean early if Disney doesn't pay the hackers up.
So right now, hackers are threatening to release the first 5 minutes of the movie. And if they are not paid an enormous amount of money, they will begin to release it in 20-minute increments until they are. Now, the hackers could be bluffing, which may explain why Disney CEO Bob Iger is not paying the ransom, or he's waiting for proof they have it. Iger told employees about the hack yesterday. Someone somehow got into the Disney database and stole a copy. And the hackers want to be paid in hard-to-trace Bitcoin. Now, the $250 million movie is $70 million over budget, but so far this franchise has been a cash machine for Disney, grossing almost $4 billion worldwide.
Huh. I probably shouldn't be chuckling at this because it's serious stuff, but it is sort of when they go after some of that, is a way to get some real cash. Although, I don't know, they say hard-to-trace Bitcoin. I don't even understand how you... What do you do with Bitcoin? How do you spend it?
Well, it's basically a digital payment system. So I guess if someone pays it to you, then you could buy other things online with it. And I think you can also transfer it into real money, but I don't think that's free. I don't know exactly how it works.
Wow. All right. There's another interview. A lot of stuff. Covered a lot of stuff here. 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hour now. It's time for technology. I don't know whether we spend another. I was debating this actually, Victoria, whether we spend some more time updating people on what's happened with the ransomware. My experience was yesterday, just for an update, when I realized this was a Windows problem, I called the technology guy that I use and had him update things. And the process took 4.5 hours. 102 updates.
Wow.
And I don't even have XP. I have the newest operating system that Windows has, but there were so many things in there, and he normally doesn't bother with the updates, he says, because sometimes they cause more problems than they fix.
That's
which is
true.
Also part of the mantra behind the problems Microsoft has. I was curious, I still haven't looked yet to see what the stock did yesterday for Microsoft versus Apple, but people over and over again saying, wow, this is silly. Why we put up with this? The hacking continued, and a lot of businesses all over the world were affected by it. The kid, and I don't know whether we know more about this. The kid in England who basically put a plug in the dike on Monday or Sunday, but the kind of practical information that's come out of this experience is very, it's a teachable moment as far as I'm concerned, because I'm living proof of what happened. Even though I didn't get hacked, I think I've been attacked the last, over the weekend, even through this morning. I have all kinds of crap coming into my inbox. I don't know the slightest, I haven't the connection. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what the entities are, photos and stuff. I don't know who these people are supposedly sending me photos. Photos from where? From
right.
What? That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Get hit the delete button and get rid of them. And there are all kinds of other things, just weird things that supposedly even come from my friends, which bothers me because obviously somebody's mess, they can get in and or observe or somehow see who my friends are, mm-hmm. and have, or people that are acquaintances, and or maybe new finds. That's what I noticed there. Newer, you know, somebody that I might have sent an email to once or twice that will, you know, send something back to me that has no logical connection whatsoever,
right.
according to the headline. So you just delete it. Delete, 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 delete. But in the meantime, you see these hackers, and there's some people holding up the Pirates of the Caribbean for ransom now, apparently. Disney says they're not going to pay. And this is really, this is, you talk about war, and I think I made this point earlier in the hour, that little squirt from North Korea is not a problem, but this kind of stuff is.
Cyber warfare is.
Yeah. I mean, can you actually, you know, when I found out, when Chucker told us on the air, Chuck Curry, our movie guy, says that they now send the movies on the internet, they send the movies in an email. Basically, you download, and what do you say? It takes 3 or 4 minutes to download the file, and that's what you play. There's no more movie projectors in theaters anymore. It's just,
right. It's all digital. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is how there are so many different online things where you can, you know, the old days, you're going to laugh when I, the old days, like in the 80s, I just caught myself.
So not, funny when you say that, yes.
I know, I'm sorry.
Look at old days, the music of the 80s.
The old days, the 80s and the early 90s, yeah, when you would buy an illegal DVD on the side of the street, you know, in New York City or LA.
Chinese,
and,
some guy sitting in a theater
exactly.
and held up a camera, and that's what you were getting.
That's what you're getting. Well, now you're actually getting the digital file, and you don't even need to buy it. If you have any type of online presence, I mean, it's easy to find. You may have to look at some Chinese subtitles, but beyond that, anything that's in a theater, there's no more shaky cam. It's the real movie.
Shaky cam. I like that. Shaky. I never heard that expression before.
Really? You've never heard that?
No.
That's what everyone calls, like, the pirate movies.
Why would you sit and watch that, though? Come on.
Well, I've never watched it because it's
seen
annoying.
One
it makes me seasick.
Right. That's right.
I can't sit through it, but that's what they're called, shaky cam.
I didn't know that's what they were called. But anyway, the point is that almost anything, I'm just looking at reports today of the damage done by the hackers. Now, the latest is that there's a North Korean hacker who is the one who's responsible for this cyber attack. Okay, well, maybe. That could be. I mean, I don't know. But will, for convenience sake, will they blame the North Koreans because they can't really find out who it is? So it looks good. Okay. We'll blame the North Koreans because they're the bad guys of the day.
Right.
Remember, the Chinese used to be the bad guys. Now the North Koreans.
And then the Russians, and then now it's the North Koreans.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So, anyway. And Edward Snowden, by the way, in a few seconds, Edward Snowden said that we basically are getting what we deserve, which I found interesting. All right, we're huffing and puffing here. So much for the technology report, but it was, I hope, useful.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.